Learning about Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph. Metzia Ayin Aleph. We left off Ayin Amud Beis. We are smack, and I'm actually a little past the midway point of the page, about 12 lines off the bottom of the page, maybe a little less. Mar Behainu, quoting the pasuk in Mishlei, talking about lending Beribis and what happens. Says the Gemara, Mar Behainu, one who increases his wealth, Beneshach Vatarbis, via using Ribis tactics, lending Beribis, L'chein and Damik Metzenu. What happens to him? He collects it for those who favor the poor, meaning his gains that he got through ribbis will end up being passed off to the poor. Says Amar Ma'ilu Chayin Dalam, what does it mean to those who to one who favors the poor? Amarav Kaid Shvermalka. It means like Shvermalka, the king, the king Shvermalka, who gives out the money to poor Goyim. So not only is his money not going to stay by him, it's going to be distributed to poor Goyim. He's not going to even get the benefit of the ribbis that he collected. Amar Nachman, Amali Huna Huna, is that to mean? Unbelievable that this chiddush over here is this pasuk, which talks about a person getting wealthy from ribbis, is not just talking about ribbis to a yid. It's talking about even ribbis to a guy. Even ribbis to a guy, the gains that came from ribbis will not stay by him. It'll be redistributed to the poor. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Israel of Nachman, lenachri tachshich. The pasuk says in Devarim that lenachri to a guy tachshich. One sounds like one should lend beribis. So why are you telling me it's a problem? My tashach lav tishach doesn't mean you're allowed to take a bite out of him, so to speak. You're allowed to lend the guy beribis. So why are we saying, if the Torah says clearly it's mutter, how can we say that it's usher? Answers the Gemara, loy tashach. What it means is that you should pay to a guy interest, even though to a yid, another yid, not only can you not lend with ribis, with interest, you can't pay interest either. A life is also aser to be paying interest. When it comes to a guy, you can pay the guy interest. That's what it means. But not to take from the guy interest. Unbelievable. Says Gemara, Le'sag la'vachi, ask the Gemara 1 second. You teach it to mean that L'nachri tachshach, you should pay the guy interest. You should try to pay the guy interest? Is that what you're supposed to be doing? Wouldn't it be better just to borrow from Yid and not pay interest at all, or borrow from a guy without interest? Why is there, it's like a almost like a tzivah to go pay interest? Doesn't sound right. Gemara says no, because the deek is for the inference. What it's saying is that you should pay to the guy interest, but don't pay the Yiddish brother interest. Like we said before, the leva also is forewarned about not paying interest to another yid, a one yid to another yid. Even the leva, the borrower, is warned not to pay interest. Not only is the lender warned not to lend with interest, the borrower is warned not to pay the ribbis. In fact, Gemara, achicha, behed yikasav pay. A brother not to pay with interest. It says very clearly, there should be no interest to pay. This is going on the leva. He should not pay the lender ribbis. So everybody have a pasuk for that. So what's this extra pasuk? Answer the Gemara, lavra love basev say. The pasuk of ulachich lesashach tells me leis say that one is not allowed to pay ribbis to, one is not allowed to pay ribbis to the another yid. That's the leva's issur to pay. And by saying lanachri sashach, that you should pay ribbis, so to speak, that you should pay ribbis to a guy, I can infer from there that yes, to a guy you should pay ribbis, but not to a yid. And a lot of b'machal says an asay. So we're saying not only is it a leis asay for a yid to pay another yid ribbis, it's also an issur asay to pay another yid ribbis. So unbelievable. According to this simple reading by Gemara, we're coming out that charging ribbis to a guy is not allowed. It's not, and if a person does it, he's going to suffer the fate of his money, all of his ill-gotten gains, being given away to guy. We'll speak more about that surely for Tosfos. Major qualifications. Tosfos of Shem Rajba. Major qualifications. But let's first finish Kovayt to the Gemara, and we'll come back to this. Eisvei. From our Mishnah, we're saying that's usher to borrow, to pay a guy ribbis. But what do we say in our Mishnah? Love and mehem, umalvin esem ribbis. In our Mishnah, top of Ayin Mabez, or the Mishnah we just quoted towards the end of yesterday's year, we said that you can borrow or lend to a guy with ribbis. So you are allowed to charge ribbis to a guy. So what's going on here that we're saying now that it's a problem? It's our mission is not like that. Answer the Gemara. Amar Chid Rav Huna. We have two scenarios where it's mutter. Lay Nitzricha, Ella, Tapam, Ayin Alfam Nalef, Bekhtei Chayev. He needs it for his parnasa. If a guy needs to live, he needs to make money, he needs to live. And the best way, if the only option he has right now is to lend a guy ribbis and live off the interest, the profit, so that he's allowed to do. Normally, lending a guy ribbis is not allowed, but if he needs to live, then he's allowed to. Again, that's only to a guy, not to a yid. Says the Gemara, that's answer number one, B'chiyah Chayav, that is Rav Chia, B'reid Rav Huna's answer. Ravina, Amar Ravina's a different answer. Hacha b'tamidi chachamim. Only by Tamidi chachamim Maskinan. We're talking about Talmid Chachamim. Over there is less of a concern. We're going to see there's a concern that when you deal with the Goyim, you may come to learn from the Goyim. You may come to either learn about lending beribis, or you may come to learn other bad habits being connected to Goyim. You may get too close to them, and therefore a regular person should stay away from it. But a Talmid Chacham, our Mishnah that allows it, is for the Talmid Chacham, we're less concerned that he's going to become, influenced by the guy, the Gemara spells out for us. Time of my goes Rabbanon, Shema Yilma Maisa. Why the Rabbanon say that one should not lend even a guy beribis? So it's coming out clear. The Gemara now is saying that it's really a rabbinic gzeira. The Rabbanon is saying you shouldn't lend a guy beribis. So why the Rabbanon say this? Shema Yilma Maisa. Maybe you learn from his ways. Well, keep it Tam Chacham Yilma Maisa. If Tam Chacham has extra shmira, he's Tam Chacham, he's a Torah. That'll protect him from learning from the guy's ways. So again, we have seemingly two separate ritzim or two separate scenarios where it's mutter to lend a guy, meaning there's no rabbinic gzeira about lending a guy beribis. Torah seems to be, we're circling back now saying really it's mutter b'chlal, but mitzvah rabbanon they were geyser, and we are teaching the pasuk in Mishlei that perhaps a person who lends even a guy beribis will not see benefit from that money. But either way, we're saying when is it mutter if he mamish needs it to live basic sustenance, or if he is a talmid chacham. Jump to the top, Rashi. What does it mean if he needs for sustenance? Tirulei is mutter just for basic sustenance. V'yesh b'kam, but more than that. Aser midrabanan. To Muslim issue, same issue. It's aser midrabanan because maybe he's going to come to be defiled. He's going to come to be, damaged, influenced by the guy. Now, some actually learn that even though he has two separate words, I'm saying here, you need both criteria. It needs to be ktei chayev and it needs to be talmid chacham. Otherwise, you have a problem. The simple reading is it's really two separate amram and it's two totally separate words. But the problem is, we're coming out according to this, that you're not allowed to lend ribbis to a guy. Maybe because you're a rabbanan, you're not allowed to. Yet, ma'isa b'chol yayim, the Rishonim already asked that people do it. People lend to a guy with ribbis. They certainly pay ribbis to a guy, that we say it's okay, but they also lend to a guy and charge ribbis. How does that work? So Taisus brings two answers. One answer is that we're doing ketei chayav. Expenses keep rising, they keep throwing taxes at us, and even if we have enough money today, we're nervous but not enough money tomorrow, that's all called ketei chayav. So it sounds like, even though it seems like it's more like ketei chayav, just being able to make sure to keep having what we need, that's also called ketei chayav, even if it's more than he has exactly what he needs right now, but we're still nervous about what's going to be, and therefore gullus. Therefore, we say it's mutter. That's one answer to Taisus. Second answer is we treat ourselves all like midrachamim. Two very interesting answers, because the it's not kedei chayev. I mean, it's more than what he needs, and we still do it. And it is, and we're not all to midrachamim, and we still do it. So it's big. The Taisus seems to say that's leniency. Why we just are not makmid for this anymore? Again, it sounds like on a Torah level it wasn't this issue. It was the rabbanon, but still we're going against what the Rabbanan say, not very common. Now, the Rambam does seem to bring, Rambam brings, that there's a mitzvah to lend the guy beribis. Unbelievable. Because he tashes the pasuk, literally, very simple. L'nachri tashach. To a nachri shabait. You should lend beribis. So, he learns the pasuk literally, and we have the famous taz that we shall still do, that when the Torah says something big, black and white, the Rabbanan never make a gzera. Again, Agamar clearly doesn't seem to be going that way, because at the very least, there's a gzera. The question is, when do we employ it? But there seems to be a gzera. But just on the flip side, there is a Rambam, Shittas Rambam seems to say that one should lend a guy beribis. Not only is it not a problem, one should. And Taisus certainly also brings excuses for why the people do. On the other hand, there is a Mishnah Lamelech that was still wonders how do people lend guy beribis, and there also is a Chachmas Adam, the Chayadam, not so long ago. The Chayadam writes very clearly that we shouldn't do it. That Halach L'maisa, one should not lend, not just a Yid, even a guy should not lend beribis based on the simple understanding of our Gemara. The Marm Shif asks a different question, just a basic question. If we're concerned that doing business with a guy, lending beribis with a guy, is going to lead a person to sour his maisa, to learn from the guy, so why does it have to do a ribis? Any business dealings, what do you do with a guy? You shouldn't do business with a guy because it could lead to getting too close to him and learn from him. So there's various answers given. But one basic teretz is that Rav Shiv himself says that ribbis, we know you can't do with a yid. So someone who wants to deal with ribbis has no choice to deal with the guy. That's more problematic. When a person is dependent on the guy, it's more problematic. If he could do business with a yid, could do business with a guy, he probably should try to do business with the yid as much as possible. But l'maisa, if he does with the guy and he can do with the yid also, you're not as dependent, you don't develop the same relationship. But if he is forced to do with the guy because he can't lend to a yid beribis, then that could create more of a concern. That's what Dafkir, we're concerned about. Other truths are given, but that's one base teretz why we're concerned only about ribis with the guy, that you'll be yomid b'maisa if you get too close, and we're not concerned about all business dealings with a guy. Others say that Nechami, we would be worried about all business dealings, but we couldn't answer all business dealings. We were too dependent, interdependent on the guy, we couldn't answer all business dealings. It would be bad for the overall market for Yidden, but at least in one mikzaya on ribis, that we could ask her. And further, some also medayik that the whole problem is this. They actually say, going back to Deichayev, this Teretz, right, first words of the page over here, that when he's doing it for a basic sustenance, then it's okay. When it's more than that, when it's a problem, the pasuk we quoted before was mar behoine, one who makes himself wealthy. Ah, oh, he's making himself wealthy off ribbis, then that's a problem. That's no good. But if he wasn't making himself wealthy, again, we're talking about even to a guy. When he's not making himself wealthy, he's just doing it for his basic sustenance, that would be okay. Again, only by a guy, but only to a guy, not to a yid, but that would be okay. Talk tomorrow. Some say that Rav Huna's statement was actually said on the following, in this brisa that Rav Yosef taught. What's this brisa? Im kesef talvas ami es animach, when you lend money to my nation, the ani with you. So there's two dukim in this pasuk, as ami, when you lend money to my nation, es ani, the poor person. The my nation and the poor person. Before we go further, im typically means if. Im means if, but we teach im in this context to mean when. Rashi says there's three places in the Torah where it says im, and it doesn't mean if. It's not so much of a choice. There's a mitzvah. If a person comes to you and he needs to borrow money, and you have money to lend, you should lend it. Again, you're not mechuyev to lend someone that you know is not going to pay you back, or you're not mechuyev to lend money which you are, you know, you not much need, and you can't lend. But if you're in general, if you have the ability to lend, and the person is assumed to be able to pay it back, then there's a mitzvah, so it's not just this im. Sounds like if, it's not really if, it's when. Okay, but the pasuk says, when you lend to my nation, the ani with you. We darshan two drushes. Ami v'nachri, if you have a choice to lend to ami, my nation, a yid, or to a guy, they both ask you for a loan. Ami kaidem, nation comes first. Once they ask, who needs a pasuk? Ami darshan that? Of course, mitzvah ben al-machaveri are often only by yidin, don't even apply to guy, I'm certainly. It takes precedence to lend a yid over a guy. So the Marzan asks, what the chiddush is? Okay, aniv asher, and if you have a choice to lend to a poor person or a rich person, the rich person needs it to grow his business, let's say. The poor person needs it, you know, maybe for more, maybe just for living even, or also for business purposes. Who do you lend it to? You may be more comfortable lending to the rich person, but the halach is, you're supposed to lend to the poor person. Aniv asher, ani kaidim, like the Pasuk says, esa ani imach. Now, further, in terms of precedence, aniyecha, your own aniyim, which is like your family, aniyecha, or the aniyim of your city, who comes first? Family comes first. Aniyecha, kaidman, the aniyim of your family takes precedence. Aniyecha, aniyecha, the aniyim of your city versus the aniyim of other cities. That's why people often get upset when a lot of money, quote-unquote, leaves our city, small city, and a lot of money leaves the city. People get upset because of this din. Aniyecha, come first, over aniyecha, aniyecha, kaidman, aniyecha, come first. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, Yerushalayim has the din of everyone's city. Yerushalayim has the din of everyone's city, and therefore it's the din of Kedima for your city over, I think, Yerushalayim specifically is not necessarily the case. Okay, Amar Mar. Ami v'nachri. Ami kaidim. You have a choice to lend to a yid or to a guy. The yid comes first. Pshita. You got to tell me a drasha for that. Amal Rav Nachman. Amal Lihuna. Le'nitzucha. Remember, we quoted before that Rav Nachman was quoting from Huna, so now we're saying this is what he was saying. Not a statement before about not even lending to a guy ribbis. That's what we had before. That was the memory we said from Nachman in the name of Huna, that the Isser to lend ribbis is even to lend ribbis to a guy. Now I'm saying a different point. Now I'm saying, if Huna explained the chiddush of this price of here, when it says in the Pasuk that Ami means lend your nation before a guy, it means, let's say your choice is to lend the guy ribbis, you can make a profit. And to Yid, you're lending without making a profit. So you have a business opportunity here. Maybe therefore you have a right to lend to the guy first. Kamash Bala, you still lend to the Yid first, and you forego, they have a mitzvah to lend to the Yid first, at, of course, no interest, and forgo that profit. Tanya. Amar Beisi, Samuyus Anam Shamavi Ribis is like, Boyre, come and see. Samuyus Anam Shamavi Ribis is like, sort of on God's Stagamar over here. Come and see the blindness of the eyes of those lumber ribis. Why? Adu Kalechavi Rasha, if a person calls event, if Ruvain calls Shimon a Rasha, Yardam Imel Chayev, the nature is that Shimon will go down into Ruvain's life, meaning he's going to fight back. You call me a Rasha? How dare you? Shimon fights back about being called a Rasha, yet any person who goes and lends for ribis is cementing himself in a document, the shtar, with Edim, that he's a Rasha, says the Gemara. Vehem, the Malvi Ribbis, Mevian Edim, they bring an Edim, witnesses, Lavler, the Lavler, they bring a Sefer, the Kulmas, they bring the ink, and they bring the pen and the ink, the Kaisman, and they have a written contract written up, and it's signed. And what does it say in the contract? The words are obviously, Reuven is lending money to Shimon, and Shimon has to pay back Ribbis, but the point is, what's he really writing? He's writing these are Russia. Pliny Zeh, Kafir Bele Kesrael. This guy is being Kafir Bele Kesrael. Very interesting that we use such a strong Lushan, meaning every Avera to an extent is Kafir Bele Kesrael. Person being of Avera, why by Ribbis we saying specifically Kafir Bele Kesrael is a stronger Lushan? Some first will explain, because it's not every Avera, obviously it demonstrates some lack of Emunah, because if a person really believes and fully understands who's running the world, how can you do an Avera? How can you go against Hashem? But it doesn't necessarily, you know, scream that the person is terrible in his faith, per se. He just is letting his typhus get the better of him. By ribbis, it's mamish, an issue of of trust in Hashem, meaning he holds that this is, the Torah says, don't lend berivis and don't make money. And we know parnasa is a clear money. Sustenance is clearly something that that the person has to rely directly on Hashem. So by thinking he has to circumvent the system to make money and not be reliant, that's mamash being kaifer b'lei keisra. Okay, Tanya. Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, Rav Shimon Elazar says, kol mi sheish lei mayis, umalvei sam shlei ribis, whoever has money and lends it out without charging ribis, tzadik, all of a kasav Eimer, kaspei lenasa b'neshech, a fellow who did not lend his money with ribis, v'sheich la'naki la'alkach, and he didn't take a bribe against to rule against innocence, oysa eila la'yimet le'ilam. Someone who acts that way will never lose. He's never going to, you know, he's never going to fail. Halamata. But we learn from here, being attacked the other way. So we see that the one who does lend ribis, he's going to be successful. But you learn from here the other way, alamata shall call mava ribis, someone who lends ribis, the chasim is bite him, he will lose his chasim. In fact, the Gemara, Akash on this, v'chazin, we see people lend ribis. He's telling me, first doesn't lend ribis, he's going to be successful, he won't fail. We see people who don't lend ribis, they're nice, wonderful yidin, and they still fail, their businesses don't work out. So how could it be? V'chazin comes back then, and yet their businesses fail. Amrab Lazar, halalu mismaitim v'aylin. Those people that don't lend with ribis, even if they fail, they come back up. There's a cycle, this business cycle, the way the world, people have better years and worse years. Even when they have a worse year, they'll rebound and have a better year afterwards. They'll come back up. So it doesn't mean they're going to be perfect, straight forever, straight line, but they come, they whatever, even when they lose, they get back on their feet and they're successful. Valolo, but those who lend ribis, when they fail, they're done. They're down. We had a Gemara a couple of months ago about a certain Amira that was renting out money. He thought it was okay because he wasn't lending it, he was renting it, but he's charging a fee to rent money. And the one thing Mar's Lashon was, he lost all the chasim. He lost all the chasim, which fits with this idea of what we're saying over here. Halal Mesaytim Einam Eilim, the people who lend ribis, they will tackle lose and they won't come back up. The Mefarshim ask, I think even Taisra has the kasha, Mefarshim ask that the pasuk over there describes a whole bunch of good deeds. We quote in our Gemara, we quote it too. Kaspe Lenas Meneshech, Vesheikh Amaki Lalakach. Right? So when we say, we see people that don't lend ribis and still they lost their money, well, maybe you need to satisfy all of the tanayim in the pasuk in order not to be punished with losing your money, or to be able to keep your money. So this guy, maybe Taka didn't lend ribis, but he didn't do the other things in the pasuk, and maybe that's why he lost the money. Azay frag, taisvist, if you're a maskel, ha chazinan. Vim temer, dilma mishum, shar veiris, aksuva may say, pasuk, v'sheikh al naki lakach, because he quotes the one that we have in our Gemara, maybe he took bribe, maybe that's why he lost the money. V'ishleimer, taisvist, says, the parach, the chazin, tzadikim gemurim. The Gemara meant to ask, we see tzadikim not just with regard to ribis. We see tzadikim that the tzadikim across the board, they don't take bribes, don't lend ribis, and yet they lose their money. It happens, Nebuch. So the answer is those people usually those people will come back on their feet. They lose it; it's temporarily, but they're not going to lose it forever. Whereas someone who lends beribis, he'll lose it forever. The Mar brings a similar idea that we qualify a concept like we're saying the money's lost. There's a difference between losing it forever and not losing it forever, and that's what the pasuk means, even though the pasuk didn't say it clearly. So we have a similar idea. Lamatabet baidim tachrish bevala rasha tzadik menu. Why do you watch when the rebellious ones, the baidim, why you remain silent when the wicked swallows the one who's a tzaddik menu, the one who's a tzaddik, more of a tzaddik than him. Am Rafuna, tzaddik menu b'leh, tzaddik amaleh, ain't a b'leh. Even the simple text of the pasuk is that the Russia swallowing the tzaddik, we explained to me, no, tzaddik menu. The Russia can swallow a tzaddik who's tzaddik menu, who's only more righteous than the Russia, but he's not a full righteous man. Someone who's fully righteous, the Russia will have no shlita over. That's again a qualification within the pasuk. Tzaddik means tzaddik menu and not a full-fledged tzaddik. So over here, it's some of the money could be lost, but money being lost forever is only by someone who's, let's say, a malvei ribis. Tanya. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says, Ger Tzedek Amar Leini Mechira, the pasuk by Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek means a regular Ger. It's called the Ger Tzedek as opposed to Ger Teshev. Ger Teshev is a guy who agrees to just not, to keep Zayim B'Seinayach, to not be Oivav Dezara. He agrees to some basic dinim. That's a Ger Teshev. He's not a Yid. He's not really a Yid, but he's called the Ger Teshev. Ger Tzedek means a real Ger who became joined into the Jewish fold. So Rabbi says that by the pasuk of Ger Tzedek, Legabe Mechira, it connects Ger Tzedek in the parsha of being sold as a slave. There's actually a long Gemara. We found a few places where it came from Gedushin, comes up elsewhere, that a person who does Masa Matam with Shvius, he will end up being, first he'll end up losing his field, losing his money, selling himself, and it's going to be different Madrigas, selling himself to another Yid, selling himself not to a Yid, but to a Ger Teshev, or to a Ger, sorry, a Ger, selling with there wasn't someone that was a Yid to begin with, and then ultimately selling himself even to a full fledged to a Ger Teshev, and then to a Goy. Okay, but Rebbe says about that conversation, Ger Tzedek Amar Le Mechira, Ger Tzedek, which says about selling himself as an Eved Ivri, it talks about a Ger Tzedek there. The Ger Teshuv of Milin Ribbis. And Ger Teshuv, which is said in the context of our Sugya, of the Psukim of Ribbis, Eini De Mahu. I don't understand what they're doing in these Psukim, focusing on the Ger Teshuv, focusing on the Ger Tzedek, respectively. The Gemara now is going to elaborate first Ger Tzedek, what it means, where's the case, and what Rabbi's question is, and then move on to Ger Teshuv by Ribbis, same story. So let's first focus on Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek Amar L'Mayim Mechira. When we talk about Ger Tzedek and Mechira, what was Rabbi talking about? What was Rabbi referring to? Tichsev, it says, V'chiyam Achichicha Imach V'nim Kalach. If your brother is poor, and he's sold to you, he sells himself as an Eved Ivri. V'loy L'cha, the Brisa says, not only will he sell himself to, not only will he come to sell himself to another Yid, to you, El L'ger, he will even come to sell himself to a Ger, like we pointed out, this talking about the fellow, the Zumar and Kedushin, the fellow that was doing Shemitah business when he was supposed to, he loses his assets, and will be forced to sell himself, and not only will he force himself to another Yid, he may be forced to sell himself to a Ger. Shenemar, Leger, says the Pasuk says the word Leger. Leger Tzedek, and when it says being sold to a Ger, Lav Dafka is going to get Tzedek, Leger Teshev. He'll be even forced to sell himself to a Ger Teshev. Shenemar, Leger Teshev. Mishpachas Ger, what does it mean when it says Mishpachas Ger? Zanachri, Kishu Aimer, Oilaak is Anikla Veshavim Atzma. That means Mamish being sold to a guy, not just being sold to someone whose family is a guy, being sold to outright guy. That's how low the guy will fall. If he doesn't do tshuva for his stealing in Shemitah, he'll end up being sold to a guy directly. Now, that's the memory, that's the Braisa. Amamar. So the Mar now is going to really explain what Rebbe's issue is. We still haven't explained what his issue is. Amamar, v'loy l'cha elager. When does he have to sell himself, this guy who dealt with Shemitah, he's not just sell himself to you, but rather even to a ger. Shenemar l'ger. Remember the ger kani. Now, so the Mar just bothered. Are you telling me that a ger is able to be kind to Eved Ivri? Is that so? That we're talking about ger tzedek over here. Could a ger be kind to Eved Ivri? I've heard many of us hear from a brisa in a ger nikkav Eved Ivri. A ger cannot become an Eved Ivri. And the Mar will explain why in a second. Ve'ish of a ger kind of Eved Ivri, and a woman nor a ger, the same ger. We're talking about a proper ger tzedek. He cannot be kinda an Eved Ivri. So an Eved Ivri cannot, a ger cannot be sold as an Eved Ivri, nor can an Eved Ivri be kinda an Eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, ger l'nikna Eved Ivri. How do I know a ger cannot be sold? Cannot let himself be acquired as an Eved Ivri, because the pasuk says by Eved Ivri after 6 years he should be shav, or at the end of Yovel he should be shav mishpachtei. He says shav mishpachtei, he goes back to his family. Well, binun, but you need to be able to satisfy the pasuk. And a ger doesn't have family; he's a ger. Now, even if he has children since after he's megayer, so he does have family. Whoever's born to him is his child after he's megayer. It is miyuchas to him, but not every ger has that. So therefore, the lashon of shav mishpachtei excludes the category of gerim, because many gerim don't have any family. We always talk about a ger that dies and has no yarshim. Many gerim, any other yid has some sort of yarshim. No shevet was totally wiped out. Every other yid has some sort of relative. Okay, says the Gemara. So ger cannot be kaina as an Eved Ivri. Can't be nikna as an Eved Ivri. I should say you can't be kaina ger. Shav mishpachta be nevel halakha, because it needs to be able to be shayach by yovel shav mishpachta, and that's not shayach because he has no family. Or pretend she has no family. Ve'nisha v'ger kana Eved Ivri, and an isha nor a ger can be kind of Eved Ivri. Why not? Isha lavar achar. It's just not proper. A woman's going to be kind of herself a ger as a slave. It's the woman's becoming for herself a ger. People are going to be nervous. People are going to suspect her of misbehaving with this ger, with this Eved Ivri, I should say. And what about ger? Ger nami, a ger cannot be kind of Eved Ivri, because it's very simple. Gemiru, we have a Masaira to Mikni Kani, one who can be nikna as an Eved Ivri, a regular Yisrael who can sell himself as an Eved Ivri, he also can be kinda another Eved Ivri. Whereas Le Mikni, one who cannot sell himself as an Eved Ivri, namely a ger, we said, he says he doesn't have a Shavu Mishpachtai, he can't sell himself as an Eved Ivri, so Le Kani can't be kinda Eved Ivri either. So you have very clearly in the Psukim here that a ger cannot be kind of Eved Ivri. So what was the concern in the Psukim? This was bothering Rebbe. You're saying a ger, the fellow deals with Shemitah. He'll be sold, not only be sold, he'll ultimately be sold not just to a regular Yid, but even to a ger tzedek. Not true. A ger tzedek cannot own an Eved Ivri. That's the question. That was Rebbe's question, the guy be ger tzedek. Amar and being sold and the sales of Ivri. Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak ain't a kind of v'dinik Yisrael, av a kind of v'dinik Kanachri. What it means is that a ger cannot be kind of an Eved Ivri and have the din be that his ownership resembles the ownership of another yid. Rather, he's kind of, but his ownership is that resembles that of a guy. His ownership in Eved Ivri resembles that of a guy. The Mar explains the Tanya with Nirta Baisa Nirta, one who had his ear pierced. And therefore, he's now an Eved, you know, by the end of 6 years, instead of going free, Haftias Adaini, he says, and he has his Ratzah Adaini of his Asna Barbazea, his ear is pierced by the doorpost, and he's an Eved Leilam, till Yevil. Vanimker Lenachri, or one who sold to a guy, in both those cases, if the father, if the owner, the master dies, the Eved does not go on to serve the Ben or the Bas. So here's the point, that by Nimker Lenachri, the Eved, Ivri, will not go and serve the Ben or the Bas of the Nachri. Nachri dies, so too by a Ger. When a Ger dies, the Avada, you could have Avdas by a Ger, but that level of Avdas, that when he dies, that the Eved gets passed off, the Eved gets passed off to his son or daughter, that doesn't work by a Ger, but it does work by a regular Yisrael. So that's the difference between a Ger. A Ger is not totally out of the parsha of having an Eved Ivri, just he can't pass off to his children, so it's in between. It's not the same level as a regular Yisrael, but he could have an Eved, and that's how he reconciled that seemingly, that Stira. Okay. Again, so Eved Ivri by a Ger, what's the Chiddush? Eved Ivri by a Ger goes, there's 2 points. We thought it can't be, Eved Ivri cannot, a Ger cannot be kind of Eved Ivri at all. And we said, no, Avadi can be kind of, but the kinyan that he has is not the same level, won't be the same as when a Yitz kind of, who can pass it off to his children, but rather, it's like when a guy's kind of, and if that master dies, the Eved would go free. Amamar, ve'ein isha v'ger kind of Eved Ivri. Once we quoted this brisa, this conversation, we quote the here as well, an isha or a ger, neither can be kind of Eved Ivri. Namely, like Kavshigo Mela says, not Kavshigo Mela, the time we learned in the brisa, isha kind of shvachas, a woman could be kind of shvachas, maidservants, ve'ein kind of avadim, but not avadim. That's the Tanakama. That fits very well, because Isha can be kind of avadim, that's good. However, look at the next line. Pshingam ilaymer, afkan is avadim. A woman can be kind of avadim. We're saying over here, a woman cannot be kind of avadim. What's going on over here? Afitam pshingam il. No, so say it's not, that's not, it's not pshingam il. Afitam, I could say it is pshingam il. Flaikasha, kam me evit ivri, kam be evit kanani. Unbelievable. A woman cannot be kind of evit ivri, like we said earlier. But when we're saying over here, a woman could be kind of evit, so me evit kanani. A woman can, yes, be kind of evit kanani, and not be kind of evit ivri. What would be the logic? The more explains, right? If what was our concern? Let's go back a step. Concern was that a woman owning an Eved is improper, it's going to be promiscuous, and then it'll be there could be relations. Well, why is that better to own a Goyish Eved than a Yiddish Eved? Wouldn't it be more better to at least own a Yiddish Eved? The Mara says no, because the Yiddish, I'll speak outside, that was an inside, because the Yiddish Eved is more discreet, because he's also embarrassed if he does Avera with her, they'll keep their relationship under the wraps, they'll keep it, you know, on the down low, and no one's going to know about it, which is more of a reason why I'm concerned it may happen. Whereas a guy, he's open about his private life. He doesn't keep it private. And therefore, she'd be scared to have relations with an Eved Kanani that she owns, because she'd be scared that he's going to tell people, and therefore, ironically enough, therefore it's more, we allow her more to own an Isha, to own an Eved Kanani, than Eved Ivri. Says Gemara, Eved Ivri tzanu aloi, Eved Ivri will keep it quiet, and therefore, we have concerns that maybe she'll do an Aver with him. Eved Kanani, parts of Eved Kanani is parts, and therefore, she won't do it because she can't trust that I'll keep it a secret, so she won't be over on having improper relations. El Hotel Rabbi says, Amal Tolei Tabi Kalba, a widow shouldn't raise a dog because she may be drawn into bestiality. That's what Rashi learns. So ask the Gemara. She shouldn't host. She shouldn't alone be an amana who doesn't have a man around. Shouldn't be the host of Bachrim or dorming for yeshivas. So they didn't have proper dorms. They used to come and live by people's houses. She shouldn't be a host to the Bachrim because of obvious concerns. She doesn't have a husband. Bachrim are young, vibrant, and they're around. And, you know, bad things could happen. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, Babi Rav. We understand a Talmud of the yeshiva, Sanila, with a concern that she may end up getting involved with him. And she's not nervous about him talking about it because he also wants to keep it quiet. He embarrassed himself. Ella Kalba, but a dog? The Chari, she's not going to have a relationship with the dog because the dog is going to be so clingy to her. It'll be nicker what her relationship is, and that itself is embarrassing. Says Gemara, Ella Kalba, keeping the Mitzvah, Mirza. Wouldn't she be afraid that if she has a relationship with the animal and it causes an animal to mess up its behavior, it's going to treat her in a way that people are going to notice? Says Gemara, Amri, since when you throw a piece of meat, you know, the expression is throw a bone. When you throw the dog a piece of meat, throw the dog a bone, the dog gets very excited, and the dog really wants it, so that's enough to make the dog clingy to the owner, so people aren't going to automatically assume, just because the dog's clingy, that there was something improper that went on. It could just be that she took good care of it, and that's what caused it to be clingy, and therefore, it's not a concern. We cannot let her alone have the dog, because it could lead to bad things. That's the Gemara. Amri, Masrach Basra, Amri Inchi, Mumsa the Shadile, who the Misrach. Since we know a dog gets all excited about the meat that it's fed, so that's why maybe the dog's following her, not because of an Avera, meaning she's not going to be nervous to have an Avera because she'll say, people are just going to assume I take good care of it, that's why he clings to me. And therefore, the fact that animals cling to her will not be a protection from her from doing an avera. Therefore, we don't allow her to buy a dog for herself because it's a kalita avera. Tosfos is a little bothered by this whole mahalach and Rashi that well, a woman owning a dog, are we concerned that the almanas of Klal Yisrael are going to engage in bestiality with dogs? Is that really a concern? I'm not saying nothing that nothing ever, never happens, but is that a concern, l'chaira? Tosfos therefore learns, very interesting, that our concern is not that the average almana should be untrusted, that maybe she won't be behave properly with the dog. The concern is what people will say. For our amanas and Klal Yisrael to behave that way, not common. But for people to suspect the worst, unfortunately, even amongst Klal Yisrael, people sometimes make terrible assumptions. They expect the worst. And that's what we're concerned about. We're concerned people are going to say that she's being improper with the dog, not that she actually, in reality, was. That is the concern. As well as Dr. Tosfos. Okay. Says more further. Now we go back to, remember, Rebbe had two questions. He was bothered by the Ger Tzedek in the Parsha of Eved Evi, which we just went through. And we just want to explain other details there because once we're on the topic. And now we come back to, he was bothered by Ger Toshev by the Parsha of Ribbis. That's really our sugya. Ger Toshev, I'm on the new Ribbis. What's the idea of Ger Toshev said by the Parsha of Ribbis? Says, if your brother becomes poor and his matam, you said before, like misbeit, the money gets lost, the money fails. His money is lost and he is next to you. You should strengthen him. That's the pasuk about Ichicha, your brother, the Yid. What does the pasuk say further? Ger v'seishav, a ger or teishav. V'chaimach, so they can live with you. So it seems to put lumping together, helping your brother who's a Yid or a ger or teishav, a ger v'teishav. What does it say further in the pasuk over there? V'chaimach, they should live with you. Al tikach v'itay, when you give him money, don't take from him, neshav v'sarbis. Don't take ribbis. If you raise him like echa, v'chaimach, fear Hashem, and let your brother live with you. But it's very clear that it says v'chaimach, and it says, don't take ribbis, going back on the earlier pasuk spoke about your brother who's poor and the ger teishev who's poor. Sounds like there's a problem taking ribbis from a ger teishev. For a mini, but why our Mishnah, we quoted this earlier today already, and we quoted it yesterday in the Mishnah on top of Ayin of Beis. For a mini, we learned the Mishnah, love him, have him, and ribbis, became a ger teishev. You let him lend and borrow to a guy with ribbis, and also the Mishnah says clearly, ger teishev is the same as the guy. Here we see you have a problem, lending to ger teishev ribbis, answers the Gemara. Amar Nachmar Yitzhak, miksev, al tikach me'itam me'itai. If you go back to the pasuk says, if your brother's poor, right, or you should help him, and the ger teishev also help him fine, but then it says, al tikach me'itai, don't take from him neshek v'tarbis. We darshan him, not everyone listed earlier. The guy, the ger teishev, you could take ribbis from. Don't take from him, meaning your brother, chicha. Don't take ribbis, but from the ger, you could, for ger teishev, you could take ribbis. That's how he learns. Me'itam, doesn't say me'itam from them. Me'itai ksiv, me'isrof, from me'it only is a problem, not from the ger. Not from the ger teishev. Tanavan. Al tikach me'itai, neshek v'tarbis, don't take from him. Nesh from the fellow Yid, Nesh of Tarbis. Aval is a big Yisai. This is going to open up a major topic of cosigners. Aval Atanasle Arev. You shouldn't take from him Ribbis, your brother, but you could become a Arev for the Yid on a loan that has interest. Martin wants to top of maze, elaborate, understand what exactly is going on here. Arev Laman. Who is he acting as a guarantor for? Meaning, Ilema Arev Yisrael, if we're talking about a Yid, lending another Yid, and he's lending me Ribbis. And this third Yid is being an Arev that he could do. No, he can't. Hatana, we learned the Mishnah. This Mishnah comes up in four buff now, but we've quoted this Mishnah multiple times already. What did we say? Elo Avram blaze to say, who's Avram in the Isser of lending Beribis or dealing Beribis? Hamalva, Vahaloiva, the lender, even the borrower. Ha'arev, our case, the Arev, the cosigner. Vo'edim and the Edim, they're all part of the Isser. So how could it be that we're saying it's okay to lend another Yid Ribbis to be a co-signer? That can't be. El Anachi, it means as follows. It means the Yid is borrowing money from a guy. And he's borrowing money with interest, but he's allowed to pay interest to a guy. Another Yid is serving as the co-signer, as the Arif, and that works. The Mar now asks, why does it work that? It should be a problem. Why should it be a problem? The key of the Dina, the Anachi, the Dina of a guy is, the Asabasa Arif, the Dina of a guy is, that let's say Mr. Guy is lending Ruvain $100, but he's only lending it. He's lending a gift, and Reuven has to pay back $110, and he's only lending it to Reuven if Shimon co-signs. The din by the guy is that the lender can go directly to Shimon. Now, if the lender goes directly to Shimon, Shimon's going to pay him the $110, and then Shimon's going to go back to Reuven to collect the $110. So, effectively, what the Mar is going to ultimately get to is it seems like Reuven's paying Shimon Ribbis more than it seems like. It really is Ribbis. Let's see it inside. He goes straight to the Arv, the co-signer. You need the Kashak Mine Revisa. It comes out that really the co-signer is taking Ribbis from the borrower. Amar Sheshes, Shekibla Vladim B'din Yisrael, the guy agreed to do the system like B'din Yisrael, which is that the lender first goes to the borrower, and if the borrower can't pay, only then he goes to the co-signer. What is that benefit? Well, the benefit is as follows, that if as long as the lender goes first to the borrower, and the borrower doesn't have money, and therefore the lender goes to the cosigner, when the lender is going to the cosigner, the lender is not coming to get from the cosigner alone plus ribbis. Or the cosigner is not going to come back to the borrower and say, pay me the loan. The cosigner is simply coming back to the borrower and saying, pay me what I had to pay for you. I had to pay 110. I don't care how you got there, whether it was 100 plus 10 interest or whether it was 110 as the loan. I had to pay for you 110. You have to pay me. You have to pay me back. That's all good if the lender can go to the true life at first, and only then, if he doesn't pay, then you go to the malva, so then the malva can demand that money. But if the setup was such that the lender can go to the malva right away, then effectively what's coming out is we view it, like go to the arev right away, I should say, we view it as if the arev is really partially a lender to the borrower, so it's as if he's lending the money and he is charging the ribbis. That's why it's a problem that way. So as long as the guy accepts to go with Dini Yisrael, not a problem. Ask Gemara 1 second. Once he's going with Dini Yisrael, there shouldn't be ribbis at all. Ikibel Olav loved the Dini Yisrael. Ribbis on Malishkel shouldn't be ribbis at all. Amar Shesh is Kibel Lavzu, like a Lavzu. He accepted on himself not to go first to the Arev, rather, but to go first to the true borrower. But he was not Mekabel, the Dini ribbis that he didn't. It was not Mekabel. Let's go a little further. It's getting late. It'll go a couple more minutes. Says Gemara, Mavisho Meisav Shonachri. A yid can lend out the money of a guy. End of the mission, we said that you can lend the money of a guy. We gave a classic example of a bank. A yid can work at a bank, lend out the guy's money to others, even to yidin, beribis, as long as he's doing bedasrach nachri with the consent of the guy. He's not doing it on his own. Tana rabbanan. Mavisol ma'aser shanachri bedasrach nachri avam das Yisrael. A yid can lend the money of a guy out to another yid, as long as with ribis, as long as he has the guy's agreement, but not with the agreement of a yid. The Gemara explains. Ketzad, social v'mayis min anachi beribis. If a yid borrowed money from a guy beribis, so the yid now is mechayev beribis to the guy who bikish lachzirim. He's ready to return the money to the guy. Matzis v'achav amalei. Another yid said, "Whoa, don't return it. I could use money now. Tanamli, give the money to me. Vani alacha, and I'll give it back to you. I'll pay you. Let me keep this loan, and I'll pay you the interest. Kedash atam alei. The same way you're paying the guy interest, I'll pay it to you to pay it to the guy. Aser." Because yid number two is really borrowing from yid number one. Yes, yid number one borrowed from a guy, and that maybe is the money that he's using and the rent and the ribbis that he's charging to yid number two. But lemaisa, yid number two is not borrowing from the guy; he's borrowing from yid number one, and therefore it's a problem. This is a major din. This is major nafkaminas. If Reuven lets Shimon use his credit card to buy something, and then Shimon doesn't pay back Reuven in time, let's say, and Reuven doesn't pay the credit card in time, and there's an interest charge, it's not so simple. It's almost simple that Shimon cannot pay Reuven the ribbis, because even though Reuven's chayav to pay his credit card this money that Shimon caused, but ultimately what's happening is Reuven lent Shimon money, and then he's having Shimon pay himself back. The credit card company has no shaykhus to Shimon, has no dealings with Shimon. So Shimon's paying Reuven back ribbis. Yes, conceptually, he's only paying back the ribbis that he caused, that Reuven was mechayev on to the Galicia company, but the bottom line is there is a loan taking place between Reuven and Shimon's paying ribbis. Where this is very relevant is when parents help out their children to buy a house, they co-sign a mortgage for their children with the bank. The bank wouldn't lend to the children. The bank is really only lending the money because of the parents' balance sheet, because of the parents are signing on the debt. So effectively what's almost happening, I mean, you have to know each case exactly how we're looking at it, but the simple way we're looking at it is the bank's really lending to the parents, who in turn are lending to their child. And when the child makes the, you know, we're talking about a case where the child's making his own mortgage payments. He just didn't qualify for the loan. And when the child makes that mortgage payment, even if he's paying it into the bank account, but the bank doesn't know this child is really, the bank is lending to the parent, and the parent is paying back the bank. So what happens is the parent went and lent that very same money to the child, and the child is going to pay back the parent who pays the bank. That's a problem, because the parent is lending the child beribis. It has to be done structured in a proper way. That's not an issue of ribis. It is a major concern. Again, there's eights around it, but that's gotta be done. It's gotta be structured properly. Okay. Says more, one more minute. Kate said, what does it mean, midas of the guy, not midas of the yid? You saw Shavuot Ben Nachum, we just read this reading again. You saw that lent money from that borrowed money from a guy, beribis speaks to Yom Light, and he's ready to return it to Matsi Swach, another he comes and says, from my family, give it to me, Vani Alcha, and I'll pay you back the way you're paying the guy. But if you put the money back to the guy, the yid number one pays back the guy and says, don't put it back in your pocket, lend it to my friend now, with the same terms, the same ribis, that's fine. Mut, that's mutter. Vechain. If a guy borrowed money from a yid with ribis, and the guy now wants to return the money to the yid, and another Yisrael finds the guy, and says to the guy, give me the money, and I'll pay the interest to you. Like you're going to pay back, which you're going to pay to the yid anyway, I'll pay you. That's mutter. Because since the guy's in between, Reuven the Yid is lending money to the guy Beribis. That's allowed. And then Mr. Guy is lending money to Shimon Beribis. That's also allowed. As long as it's really going through the guy, it's fine. However, if the guy says, well, I focus on my trust family, you don't want me in the middle. Just you pay him. Let me take slide me out of this and you just pay him. That's a problem because then Shimon's paying Reuven directly, Ribis. The margin says, Pishlam is safe. I understand in the safe of the Brisa why we're saying it's a problem because we're saying Lechumra. Meaning what's happening is by the guy being the middleman for the transaction, he's serving as a shliach. And even though this whole sugya, we're not going to really focus too much on it right now, but this is really the crux of the Gemara over here, that whether even though it's a sugya where the shliach is for a guy, we're saying the chumra, we're worried that the shliach is for a guy, and it comes out that the guy's being a shliach, and therefore Shimon is paying Reuven ribbis directly for a loan, and therefore it's a problem. We get that. El reisha, but on the reisha, even the shliach is nachri, if there's no shliach is nachri, you not niu deka shakamine ripsa. If there's no shliach is for a guy, what does it help to have the guy in between and tell the guy, you lend the money now to Shimon, l'chayra, the guy can't be shliach, in which case it's really Reuven lending to Shimon, so l'chayra, it should be a problem of ribbis. How does it help the guys there? He said to the guy, the guy, the lender, told the first yid, put the money on the ground and be putter, and then the second yid comes and takes it. So over there, it's not a problem. The guy's not serving as a shliach. It's as if the first loan is done and a new loan starting, and the loan is only between yid, guy to yid, guy to yid. If that's the case, then what's the chiddush? Of course, it should be. It's obvious that it's not a problem. Elamar Papa, you're right. Because you're not though. Venosim Yad. The case where the Gaish lender took the money from the first borrower and passed it directly to the second borrower. So even though he took it, it went to land by him in between. Since he took it from him and gave his other, we may have thought that was more of an issue. Appearance, or at least it may even in reality be like a ribbis. So Kamash Marasa, I said, why is that a chiddush? I got in my mind. What's the chiddush? The chayre vayit is not ribbis theory. It went to the guy. We'll stop with this for real. Ma'adatema. Nachri gufe ki oved adaita yishoa kakamar v'yav. Kamash. I would thought, since that case, the Nachri is doing it to behest of the Yid. The Yid number one is saying, do me a favor, give that same money you let me do now the same favor, lend it, Maribis, to my friend, the other Yid. Maybe since you're doing that to behest of the Yid, maybe consider as if it's a Yiddish alone and it's a problem, Maribis, Kamashman. It's not a problem. Pick up from Ravashi tomorrow. It's the Gemara is going to address it. The Gemara is going to ask questions of Ravashi's answer. We'll leave it for tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Tomorrow, 5:50 a.m. Tomorrow, only morning there.